Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials of items read on AIRS LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Today's articles are from the June 2026 edition. The Blueberry Lady. An abandoned patch of fruit bushes became the unlikely passion project for one Alabama woman, by Samaya Dorsey. Josie Gabatamosi knows all about pruning and starting over. Before she became known as the Blueberry Lady in her hometown of Tuskegee, Alabama, the owner of Shady Grove Road Blueberry Patch found herself at a turning point. Gabatamosi was ready to retire from a career in counseling when a series of personal losses and setbacks left her asking what would come next. The children had grown up, and I decided that because I had been in Tuskegee for most of my life, I was going to stay and make a life for myself, she recalls. Her next chapter revealed itself during a water aerobics class. Fellow participants told Gabatamosi about an abandoned patch of blueberry bushes a few miles from the town's main drag, where they had been picking fruit for over a decade. I'd never been around blueberry bushes, but I wanted to go, she says. It was being used as a dump site, so I thought the least we could do was track down the owner and start cleaning it up. The 46-acre plot, which was for sale, was the original research farm of the late Dr. Booker T. Whatley, an agriculture professor at Tuskegee University and a pioneer in his field. Moved by curiosity and a little bit of whimsy, Gabatamosi felt called to purchase the land. Those who knew how much work it would take, they were passing it by. But what did I know? I'd never farmed, she says with a laugh. Something just told me to get it. Once she did, the lessons came quickly. I learned about the characteristics of blueberries, she says. I identified with them because they're tough. They don't like a lot of nurturing, and if they get in the right soil, they know how to take care of themselves. She rolled up her sleeves and began rehabilitating the property, slowly transforming it into a thriving operation again. Her years of persistence paid off. In 2022, when, with the help of a farm manager, Ajoa Yamaya, she was awarded $25,000 from the Love Tito's Small Business Grant Program. Out of the thousands of applicants, only 10 were chosen. I think it was the first grant my manager had written, and we were shocked that we got it, she says with a chuckle. It really made a difference, helping us start our processing facilities. With those ongoing additions, the farm plans to expand their production of blueberry tisane, an herbal beverage made from the dried fruit, and other specialties like freshly ground moringa and turmeric. But Shady Grove Road Blueberry Patch is about more than just produce. Drawing on her 20-plus years of counseling, Gabatamosi shaped the 2-acre blueberry patch into an educational, therapeutic space for visitors of all ages. From late May through late July, the farm offers You Pick Blueberries, inviting everyone to grab a bucket, brave the sun, and enjoy the simple pleasures of harvesting your own food. A lot of the young people who work with me say, Ms. Gabatamosi tells us every experience can be a growth-promoting opportunity, she notes. If you can take what you've been through and use it to help you grow and change, that's what makes life exciting. After 15 years in the business, Gabatamosi is ready to begin slowing down. But with all the seeds she's planted, she knows the land will be in good hands when she takes a step back. It's been really amazing how the blueberry patch exists and the people it has brought back into my life, she explains. I always say, I don't have to know, but I'll jump in and figure out how to swim. Every cookout needs a cucumber salad. The go-to summer dish that always reminds Craig Melvin of his grandma, by Cameron Bell. For Craig Melvin, grilling is as much about good company and a curated playlist as it is about the food. Growing up, we had family over, and we had friends that were practically family. And the same is true now, says Today anchor, who likes to share a little Southern hospitality with his Northern neighbors. In the South, we call them cookouts. But up here in Connecticut, people call them barbecues. In South Carolina, his brother Ryan runs the show. When I was younger, I could say with a high degree of confidence that I was better on the grill, Craig recalls. But at some point, and I can't believe I'm admitting this to Southern Living, he usurped me. With Ryan's smoked pork butts and ribs, next level baked beans, secret sauces, and very few veggies in sight, a Melvin family cookout is like Thanksgiving in the summer, says Craig. You eat at 3. And then you sit around, talk loud, watch sports, and eat again like at 8, he explains. It's the same food we were having 25 years ago, and the older I get, the more comfort I take in that. Regardless of state lines, Grandma Renee's cucumber salad always makes an appearance. At home in Connecticut, gathering in the backyard takes on a slightly different rhythm. While Lindsay, his wife, makes a mean orzo salad and sets the table with fresh flowers from their garden, Craig fires up the grill for corn on the cob and ribeyes and sees to the music. I spend a fair amount of time cultivating the playlist. There's an arc to it, he says. When you're starting on the grill, you need to be sort of chill. It's like the way I treat the day. You can't start with 90s hip-hop. You have to ease into it. Grandma Renee's cucumber side salad. Growing up, we went to my grandma's house for dinner after church on Sundays, says Craig. We had, I kid you not, the same meal for 16 years, and her appetizer was this cucumber salad. We'd sit there and eat 2 bowls of it. So now, when we have a cookout, I make it to remind me of my grandma and that time. Active, 5 minutes. Total, 2 hours, 5 minutes. Serves, 4 to 6. Slice 2 cucumbers, about 1/4 inch thick, and place them in a medium bowl. Toss with 1 1/2 teaspoons kosher salt and 1/2 teaspoon black pepper. Cover with 16 ounces apple cider vinegar. Cover and chill at least 2 hours. Then drain before serving. Add more pepper and flaky sea salt to taste. A strong start. How one Georgia native is using her health journey to inspire workplace wellness, by Samaya Dorsey. After experiencing 6 major health issues in as many years, marketing executive Liz Van Voorhis began to rethink what it meant to truly live well. I had a lot of professional success, but wasn't living my purpose on the planet, she says. I needed to figure out what I was meant to be doing and pursue that. In 2017, she found her calling by drawing on decades of fitness training to launch Fit Collective, a company focused on curating wellness programs for workplaces. During COVID, I started getting calls from companies saying, my people are not doing well. Morale is really down, and there is a lot of stress, she says. To help others find their balance, Voorhis used inspiration from her own health journey. She was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 15 and has redefined what sustainable habits look like throughout her life. I've been a morning person since I was a little girl, and I have become very reliant on my morning routine, she says. If I get 3 of my things done, I'm in a very good place. For her, those include meditation, gratitude journaling, and a 15-minute stretch and mobility session. Van Voorhis shares her daily principles and knowledge across the country through Fit Collective, which has worked with companies such as Chick-fil-A, Intel, and Estee Lauder. I called my life Groundhog Day. I felt like I was having the same day every day, she says. My goal is to defibrillate the lives of corporate employees so that I can help them live their best lives. We deserve to have extraordinary lives, each and every one of us. Clearing the air. Why consistent treatment matters for asthma control. Asthma is a chronic inflammatory disease that can cause problems even on days when breathing feels normal, says Dr. Maureen Peterson of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Many patients don't realize that symptoms like nighttime cough, exercise intolerance, and frequent bronchitis are signs of uncontrolled asthma. The condition can evolve, so consulting an allergist for regular follow-ups is important. Allergists help identify allergic and environmental triggers, tailor anti-inflammatory therapies, and adjust treatment as asthma changes over time, she says. Give your ears a rest. From outdoor concerts to fireworks shows, loud gatherings are part of the season, but they can damage your ears. The American Speech Language Hearing Association says noise-induced hearing loss is both common and entirely preventable. Earplugs are the easiest safeguard. Foam ones from the drugstore work for most people, while custom or musicians' versions are ideal for frequent concert growers. Even with protection, try to step away from noisy situations every hour or so. If ringing or muffled sounds are lingering, see an audiologist. Learn more at asha.org. We have come to the end of our program. I'm Joyce Davis, and I will be back soon.